Toronto Zoomer Radio and brand new Beatles 50 years after the band split up. The single is called Now and Then, officially part of our Zoomer Radio playlist for sure. John Lennon on piano, his vocals lead the song. George Harrison on guitar from a recording he did back in the 90s, plus Paul and Ringo on backing vocals. Artificial intelligence helped bring this new final Beatles song to life, but that is John's actual voice, make no mistake. How'd they do that? And could this signal big changes in the way music is made? Our guest is award-winning music publicist and musicologist Eric Alper. Good to have you back on the show, Eric.
Sorry, can I just have a couple of seconds? I just need to look up who these Beatles are, because they seem to be...
Oh, my friend, you are old enough to know exactly who these Beatles are.
Did you ever think that you would be saying the words, and now here's a new Beatles song?
No.
Isn't it amazing?
No.
It's wild. And yeah, you know, as you mentioned, thanks to artificial intelligence, this is, I think, going to be one of the first big major artists to use this in this sort of way. But yeah, you know what? We got to go back a little bit, because back in 1994, the three remaining Beatles gathered in the studio to work on a couple of demo tapes that John Lennon had recorded before his death. And they were given to the rest of the band by Yoko Ono. And from those sessions came Free as a Bird and Real Love, which could be found on the anthology 1 and 2 albums. But this song, Now and Then, it was muddy. It was just on a dirty cassette. The piano was blending into John Lennon's vocals. It just wasn't produced. But thanks to Peter Jackson, the director who worked on the Get Back documentary, he not only helped invent this new technology, but this new AI stuff was able to kind of separate all of the different voices and the instruments, even if it's on one cassette tape, and kind of making it like a cake where you can separate the eggs and the batter and the margarine and the chocolate chips, and you look at them all and then you can put them all back together again with ease. And that's exactly how we can now listen to Now and Then.
Right. And when you first heard Now and Then, Eric, what were your thoughts on the sound and whether it reminded you of other Beatles songs back in the day?
The first time I heard it, all I can think about is I'm listening to a brand new Beatles song. I'm listening to a brand new Beatles song.
Yeah.
And then I had to listen to it again. And I got to tell you, I kind of teared up a little bit, because like you, you know, the Beatles have been in my life probably since day one.
Yeah.
And there's never really gone a day where I'm not looking at a photo or listening to a song or reading something about any of the members or their story. I mean, they were the most popular and the greatest group in pop music culture of all time. And so when they got to the chorus of Paul and John singing together, I kind of teared up a little bit, mm-hmm. because, you know, this is the way that I think John Lennon and George Harrison would have wanted, even though that George Harrison has kind of gone on record and said that he didn't think the song was any of, you know, any great. But that was before all this, you know, AI and the technology existed. Because don't forget, the Beatles were like, they were huge fans of technology. I mean, just listen to Sgt. Pepper's album. That album was made for the times based on the computer equipment and the studio technology that was available. And now the Beatles, here they are in 2023, using technology to help create new music, garnering attention from new and old fans.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say, so innovation back in the day, and wouldn't it be, you know, this old band making everything even newer, innovation again, courtesy of the Beatles?
Yeah, and I think this is only going to be the start of it. You can better believe that record labels around the world are scouring their vaults looking for old Buddy Holly tapes or old yeah. Roy Orbison songs that never got completed. And with the help of this, with the help of the technology, being able to mix and master these songs with ease, helping the musicians kind of provide these really professional sounding songs that 70 years ago would have just been lost to history, just collecting dust somewhere in some warehouse. But now, you know, and it's not something that we should be afraid of either. We use AI technology in our daily lives, whether it's, you know, listening to music or streaming services or watching Netflix. It's AI that tells us what they think that we should be watching next if we like this.
Right. We need more AI for good than AI
for, good,
for bad.
AI for good, not Terminator AI.
Yeah.
AI for good.
Yeah, that's right.
Eric Alper, award-winning music publicist and musicologist. Thanks for joining us today. The song is called Now and Then. Go and listen to it. We'll be playing it lots here on Zoomer Radio. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk soon.